Monday, which means another weekend of sport is behind us. The Winter Olympics are done. The AFL preseason has started. The AFLW is still happening and the A-League is kicking on. I'm joined now by our sports correspondent, Tom Edwards, to talk about this and other sporting news. Welcome, Tom.
Good morning. Mad March extends to the sport, not just the French, doesn't it, Casey?
Yeah, it does, mate. It all seems to be going on, which is great for us sports fans on the radio. Now, the Winter Olympics in Pyeongchang's all wrapped up. Who came away with the most medals?
Yeah, it's all wrapped up for another 4 years over in Korea, but Norway reached the top of the medal tally. They got really, I guess they should. They're a very strong country when it comes to the Winter Olympics, and Australia, well, we didn't really do as much as we probably could have, but we did equal our 2014 record at Sochi and came 23rd overall for 3 medals, and I believe that was 1, 2 silver and a bronze, or 1 gold and 2 silver.
Yeah, silver and a bronze, I think. So unfortunately, no gold, but yeah, it's not too bad considering.
No, considering, as we've probably said, with the drive, content that drives country on earth. So not a bad effort at all. So maybe come 4 years' time, we'll see how we go. But I think overall, Australian sports fans can't be too displeased. And just over the weekend, there was one of what some commentators are saying was one of the best matches of all time in the ice hockey. Russia defeated Germany and they scored to come back and win 4-3 in overtime. The first ice hockey gold medal for Russia since 1992. So it was a big one for the Russians, and interestingly enough, from a sporting perspective, the National Hockey League in America was still playing. So it was a bit of a lackluster competition, but one of the biggest games at the end of the competition saw Russia defeat Germany.
That's good stuff. Now, what were some of the surprise results for you, Tom, from the Winter Olympics?
Well, I'm going to be perfectly honest with you, and I don't know too much about the Winter Olympics, particularly when you have sports like curling, or, I mean, the snowboarding's pretty cool, and I think Scotty James was the favourite to take out the medal there, and he did. So, great results for him, being the American. But I guess as an Australian, look forward to 4 years' time, seeing our new up-and-coming stars come through and see what they can do out there on the track.
Yeah, absolutely. We're speaking with our sports correspondent, Tom Edwards. Now, Adelaide United lost 3-0 to the Melbourne Victory on Saturday. They're currently sitting 10th on the ladder. It's been a disappointing season for United. This is always a big clash, United versus the Melbourne Victory. How do you reckon it went, given it was 3-0 smashing?
Well, not too good, obviously, don't you reckon?
Yeah, that's rough.
Not a great result for United, and they just was a little flat out there, and they couldn't secure any real opportunities to score all night, and it did not start well at all with an own goal in the 22nd minute. So it was downhill from the start, and United boss Marco Kuz said after the game that his team just made a lot of mistakes in their passing, their ball control, and they had no real chance to come back after one of their players was sent off the red card. So,
yeah, that's
interesting times ahead.
Kavusevic was sent off after a foul in the 55th minute when he upped and slapped defender Reece Williams, who dropped like a sack of potatoes after getting a little touch to the face.
I think that's why some people throw a bit of shade at soccer. I mean, internationally, it's just world-renowned. But when people do that in the domestic league, it does turn some people off. But I guess that's soccer, and it's also strategic, because then, as we later saw, the player was sent off with a red card, and the United team were unable to come back, being one man down. So you could argue maybe it's a little bit silly, but you could also say it's a little bit strategic.
Well, that's it. And if the tactic works, and it's certainly not discouraging it, because they say, well, it works, we're going to give you the harshest penalty we have. And then, of course, Kavusevic was complaining and gesticulating to the ref as though that ever gets it overturned.
They complain a lot, particularly more than other sports. So it's very interesting there, but I guess now Adelaide is a bit of a fork road. And after 21 matches, they have 8 wins, 5 draws, and 8 losses. So And a little bit of an average season so far, but before the finals in April, there is time to come back with a high, strong season. And for next week, Adelaide will play Brisbane away from home on Saturday evening. So hopefully, no more flapping and they score some more goals.
Yeah, most definitely. Now to the other code, the AFLW. How did Port fare? This was a bit of an interesting game that happened.
AFLW for Port Adelaide.
Yeah, AFLW, Port Adelaide. You'll have to excuse me. It was the Giants and the Crows. Big draw. Dramatic game.
Yeah, that's right. The Giants and the Crows. Port Adelaide don't have a team in the women's league.
Yes.
Some of their fans would be jealous because although it was a low scoring game yesterday, the action still was quite good. And they scored both 19 points defensively. Therefore, making it the AFLW's first draw after the game. But got over to this feels like a loss. You don't lose. It's just nothing. And everyone was deflated. So it was a game that was hyped about. I mean, Aaron Phillips came back the previous week, I think scored 4 or 3 goals. And really is a superstar player of the league. And as I probably also alluded to on the week, it really does show the divide between the good players. And maybe the one that's still developing. 19 out there with quite poor conditions up in Queensland. I think they played it. Torrential rain, probably resulted in the draw. And so if you're a football fan, it probably wasn't the best on the eyes, but the girls are still going as hard as they ever do. And sad result there in the edge of both teams.
Yes, it was. It's always one of those ones where you do feel a bit deflated and empty afterwards. Tom, thanks heaps for joining us this morning on Radio Adelaide Breakfast. We'll look forward to speaking with you next week for more of the great sports news.
Thanks so much.